Welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And in just a little bit, we'll be talking with Dave Diaz. Now, Dave and his wife, Irene, have been on a life-altering journey for the past 20 months, and today we have the privilege of being able to hear their story.
Dave, it's a remarkable story because so often when people go through a crisis of this magnitude, they also have a major amount of financial stress and in many cases a real challenge to their faith. This story reminds me of what our late co-founder Larry Burkett said over and over and over again. Do you really trust God, or are you just saying that you trust God? And in today's story, our audience is going to meet a couple that really trust God through a very difficult circumstance in their life that they're continuing to go through right now. And you know, Dave, when we air these stories, there's something in my heart that I hope that people get out of them. I hope what we learn from these experiences help us to be sober-minded, to remind us of what is truly important. So often we're living, looking out into the future, hoping for all these great things to happen, and we're not expecting the unexpected. But the unexpected happens. It's real. It happens to wonderful people because God didn't promise us easy circumstances. What He promised us is that He would never leave us or forsake us in the midst of any circumstances. But here are some of the things that I hope you hear today. That it's important to have financial margin. You know, we've tried to give you motivation and inspiration many, many different ways to be prepared for the future. You're going to hear a testimony today that reminds you of how important that is. You're also going to hear a testimony that reminds us how important it is to have financial margin, to have personal margin, to not get so overworked and so burdened with all the things that are going on in your life that you don't have time to invest in relationships. Because in the final analysis, we're all going to realize that some of the best investments we ever make are not in the stock market. They're not in growing our portfolio or our assets. They're investing in each other, in our relationships. And the scripture is clear that we should all live to serve other people. And today's story is an example of a husband and wife who were invested in each other, prepared for a very, very challenging, prolonged circumstance. And because they had invested in each other, they're walking through it, trusting God and loving each other.
Well, we'll look forward to sharing that story with you here in just a moment. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today I want to introduce you to Dave Diaz. Dave, you've got a compelling story of what God is taking you through even right now, and I wanted to invite you to the Money Life program and allow you to share your heart with us. Dave, welcome to Money Life.
Well, thank you. It's great to be a part of the broadcast today.
Dave, if you would just start by telling us a little bit about yourself and the journey that you've been on.
Well, we've been on an amazing journey, and it really kind of starts with my wife, Irene. We've been married almost 29 years. About 20 months ago, we were entering this new empty nest life and looking forward to really serving the Lord in the days to come and having even greater leverage and impact for Him. And we were going east, and the Lord took us west. And what I mean by that is that literally she was diagnosed with a very rare and often terminal disease called primary amyloidosis. Primary amyloidosis is basically a blood disorder where the blood manufactures an abnormal protein antibody. It creates a substance that attacks the organs and shuts them down. So here we are 20 months later, and she's in dialysis 3 days a week. She went through a stem cell transplant that almost took her life. She is dealing with 24/7 nausea and has been doing so for over 18 months without any relief. And so it has turned our lives upside down in many regards. She was in the hospital for 3 months at UCSF Medical Center in the spring of 2007. And needless to say, it's been an amazing journey of faith.
So, Dave, you and Irene have been married now 29 years, and you're actually in the empty nest phase of your life. And this just came out of nowhere, as you said. It just appeared. How did you and Irene react to it? How were you prepared to deal with this?
Well, you know, candidly, it wasn't anything that we could prepare for when it happened, but it was something that we had, by the grace of God, prepared for historically. And what I mean by that is that there's just so many different ways that this impacts your life. I mean, for one thing, we couldn't set a time aside and begin studying the Word because we were actually operating on the fly. Her life was in harm's way. You know, this is a situation where there was not only an immediate diagnosis, but there was an impending death. And she would have been gone weeks from the time of the diagnosis if it had not have been for the stem cell transplant. So you can imagine, you know, you're dealing with all sorts of physical maladies all at once. So you've got edema that, you know, floods the body. You've got other symptoms that are very, very challenging. And so you're dealing with those life-threatening challenges. You're dealing with doctors and nurses and hospitals. And so it's not like you can set aside a time over the next, you know, week or month and say, oh, let's start learning about what God has to say about this. We had to rely upon what we had already studied, what we had already memorized, what we had already known to be true. Not that we couldn't pick up a Bible and grab a verse here or there, but there was no opportunity to train and be equipped and prepared, if you will, for those circumstances because it was dealing with situations in real time. Does that make sense?
Yes, Dave. The pain and the trauma was so acute that you had to rely upon what had already been stored in your heart.
That is well stated. And then it also gets back to adhering to God's principles of living a conservative lifestyle from a financial perspective. And God has a lot to say about the handling of money in the Word. And so by His grace, we had, to the best of our ability, adhered to those principles. And when you're taken out of the game, as I was, where I couldn't work for the better part of a year, I had to rely upon resources that were already there or in place. And, you know, I'm in a commission-driven business, and when your activity falls off and you're not meeting with clients and creating new relationships, then there's a direct effect to your income, which we did experience.
Well, Dave, this is something that many people listening today would say would be maybe their worst nightmare, where, as you said, we're planning on going east. Our purpose and our trajectory and our inertia and our plans are all headed east. And suddenly one day you wake up and you're going west, and they're fearful, not only of the emotional challenges, but also the financial. Let's take those one by one. How did God provide for you when you went a year without being able to work at all?
Well, I would literally say that it was an act of faith, even relying upon, you know, our lifestyle and our principles. I mean, we had to trust God in real time. It wasn't conjecture. It wasn't something that was out there. We had to own our own faith. And we were desperately dependent upon the Lord's intervention in every single way. You know, the emotions will, you know, grip someone to a place where you think you're going to lose your wife. Then it begins to ripple out. You think you're going to lose your business. You think you're going to lose your house. You think you're going to lose everything. And so, yeah, that fear does grip you. So the first thing we have to do is just go back to knowing that God's word is true. I mean, Proverbs 30, verse 5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And so we literally had to just decide whether or not we were going to believe that and whether we could put our trust in him. And we did, and we saw the manifestation of his presence in our midst on that journey. And so we saw the Lord faithfully provide for us month by month by month, day by day by day, literally second by second by second in some circumstances, because Irene had two trips to the ICU. She had a code blue. She had just some circumstances that are just very hard for us to comprehend going through, and literally this disease, we know how the old term, oh, you're one in a million, literally this disease is two people out of a million. So Irene is two in a million people. So you realize, you know, how rare it is to go through these circumstances. So it boils down to our trust, our confidence in him. It boils down to the word of God. And we had to seriously seek him through all of this, and we did. And it's outlined in our book. I mean, we published our book, Irene's Journey of Faith, which is available on Amazon if anybody's interested in hearing the story. But literally what this does, it just plumbs the depths of trusting him at unfathomable levels, at levels where you never really, in your wildest imagination, thought that you would have to go in order to depend upon God's provision.
Well, Dave, there's going to be many people who want to hear Irene's story, and I know that they want to hear the rest of it as we go into this break. Stay with us. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back with more from Dave Diaz.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking to Dave Diaz about the incredible 20-month journey that he and his wife Irene have been on. Dave, you were sharing before the break of just how shocking this was 20 months ago, and yet there were some things that you did that helped you to be prepared. For those who are listening today and wondering, what if this were to happen to me or to my wife or in my family, is there any way to help people be prepared for this kind of circumstance in life?
Well, I think there is, and it's from the instruction of God's word. Clearly, God is emphatic about some of the financial principles that can be applied in our lives. And so the reason I say that is because I see people running at a frenzied rate. I see people running up credit card debt, consumer credit card debt, that's just beyond belief, candidly. And so, you know, so it gets back to, you know, the only debt that you might want to incur would be that debt that is going to be an incurring or appreciating asset for you. So buying a home, a mortgage, is healthy, you know, good debt. But I would encourage people to, you know, avoid and get out of credit card debt to the extent that they can. The other thing I see that is this frenzied state that people are always pushing the margins in terms of their calendar. They're overscheduled, they're overcommitted, so they're not having any time to think, they're not having any time to decompress, they're not having any quality and or quantity of time with their family to just hang out, to just talk, to just get to know each other at a more intimate and deeper level, to appreciate one another and value one another's lives. And the journey that we're on, which is very transitory and very short on this earth, And certainly as believers, you know, we will carry that on into eternity, but I just, it burdens my heart to see people carry themselves and push themselves to the degree that I don't think is what God would call them to. So, you know, it's easy to get in the flesh, and believe me, I'm not pointing fingers. I got one finger pointing out, I got three pointing back at me. It's an indictment for me, and it's an admonition for me as well. But I just think those two things, the margin financially and the margin related to our use of time, I think are two valuable things that we really ought to contemplate and think about a lot.
You know, Dave, I want to talk a minute about purpose, because I believe that God gives us circumstances of all kinds in order to fulfill His purposes for our life. And I know this is still a very painful journey that you and Irene are on, but how has God used it to fulfill His purposes, even in the midst of this very difficult suffering that you're going through?
Well, you know, what has really been interesting is to know that when we pray, as in Philippians 3:10, it's an amazing verse. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death. And so what we are learning every day is to die to our own agenda, to die to ourselves, to live for Him. In that purpose, what we have done is we've launched a website, and we did this early on in the journey, and it was by design. Number one, because we were being overwhelmed with care and concerns being expressed by family and friends, and so we thought a great communication vehicle for telling people and advising people and updating people as Irene's status was to launch a website. But it also became a ministry platform for us to be transparent with the good, the bad, the ugly, the easy, the hard. And so we were just real about here's where we're at and here's how we're walking through this journey, all within the framework of our faith, all within the context of a Christian worldview. And so the website actually became somewhat of a bully pulpit, if you will, to kind of challenge those around us to come to faith in Christ. And it became an opportunity and a platform for us to share our love for the Lord and our love for one another, and for us to validate the Christian faith that the Lord is real during crisis. He does show up. God is good. And so all of those things have been kind of how we have captured, you know, the essence of the journey that we're on, because we don't understand it, and we have many questions that will go unanswered this side of heaven. We get that. But we're just trusting Him, believing His word to be true, and knowing that He is trustworthy.
So, Dave, tell us where we can find the website so that we can follow on this journey with you, and then give us an update on how's Irene doing right now.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the website is irenedias.com, irenedias.com. And I do, you know, periodic updates, and so people can follow the journey. And because, look, we continue to pray for healing. We believe that it's biblical to keep praying for her to be healed until the Lord says otherwise. And so what's really been interesting is a lot of people and a big community around us have been praying for her healing. But here's where Irene's perspective has been. She says, Dave, I know people are praying for me. I'm not going to pray for my healing. I'm just going to worship. And so what she literally does, hours a day, is she worships the King. And she is in the Word, and she just worships the Lord. She's never asked once for the Lord to heal her life. She has a sense of joy, a sense of purpose, a sense of dignity, a depth to her faith and her walk with Christ that is, I mean, is just, candidly, it's a colossal faith that's very inspiring and humbling for me to see as I've watched her on this journey face death day in, day out with a smile and a tender spirit. And so that to me is just another evidence of the Holy Spirit working in and through a person facing dire circumstances.
Well, Dave, thank you for giving testimony of how to trust God in real time, and I know our listeners will be blessed to join you and Irene on this journey. You've been a deep encouragement to us today. Thanks for being with us.
Well, it's been a delight and a pleasure and a joy, and to God be the glory.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life. And, you know, Chuck, as I listened to Dave and Irene's story, it was a sobering wake-up call to remember what's really important in life.
I so appreciate Dave being willing to share that story, mm-hmm. and I just really loved his transparency, his honesty, the fact that it hasn't been easy at all, but he is continuing to walk through it by faith and to demonstrate an example of what the walk of faith is all about. So I was blessed by it. You know, many of you are looking at 2009 just around the corner, and I know for me, I start to pray about the new year. And I start to aggregate all the things God taught me the previous year, what I need to do differently, what I need to focus on for the coming year. And I hope this story helped you to think about some of the things that should be your priority for this coming new year. Now, you and I both know that we're going to be in the midst of a recession, and it's probably going to be a tough one. So I want to give you a couple of things that I hope you took away from this story today so that you can be prepared for 2009. First of all, God was faithful during the good years, and he's faithful during the tough years. God is unchanging. And I love what Dave said, that he could trust God when everything was going well, and he could trust him minute by minute when their circumstances were not very pleasant. You can trust God during the recession of 2009 that's coming. He provided for you when times were good. He will provide for you when times are lean. Secondly, as you look at 2009, remember, you need a plan to create financial margin and personal margin in your life. Those two things are top priorities. I don't know what it would take to get your attention to begin to implement that plan than what we've been through already in 2008. If God hasn't gotten your attention through that, I don't know how he's going to do it. But make that a priority for 2009. And then finally, be sure that no matter what happens, no matter what your personal circumstances are in 2009, that you focus on fulfilling God's purposes for your life. Think about Irene's testimony and what she's personally been through for 20 months. And her greatest desire is not for healing, but it's to worship God and to evangelize and to be used for his glory. What an incredible focus that we should take from this story and look into 2009 and say, Lord, whatever comes my way next year, I will not lose my focus on you and your purposes.
Well, Chuck, the year is quickly winding to a close, and as we look at 2009 looming off in just a couple of days, it's important that people know we still need them to partner with us financially in 2008.
These are the big 3 days, Dave, the final 3 days of this year. I would love for our partners, those who care about what we're trying to accomplish here, to join us by calling 1-800-722-1976 or going online at crown.org, and please become our financial partner.
Well, that wraps up today's program. Join us again tomorrow for another edition of Money Life.